On Tuesday, the County Commission got briefed on a stunning report. Despite the rosy projections, the Clark County government actually lost money on F1. And it's unclear if we can fix things in time for the next race in November. Today on CityCast Las Vegas, we sit down with Clark County Commission Chair Tick Sagerbloom, who's never afraid to speak his mind. We'll get his take on that report and ask, was the F1 contract a bad deal for us? It's Thursday, March 21st. I'm David Figler, and here's what Las Vegas is talking about. Tick, I watched the County Commission meeting on Tuesday and the debriefing on F1. First off, did I hear it right? Clark County actually lost money on F1?
Well, it depends on who you mean by Clark County. I mean, if you talk about the government, absolutely. But I think actually the jury's out on whether the community itself lost money. I know a lot of hotels made a lot of money, but I've had a lot of hotels and other businesses tell me that they were one of the worst weeks ever. So we still haven't finalized the total amount.
Okay. So how much money did the Clark County government lose approximately?
That's difficult to say just because we have to figure in how many hours of overtime and other things like that. But at the end of the day, it was a net loss. And if you throw in the $40 million they want us to pay for the road, then it would definitely be a substantial loss.
All right. Well, I want to get to that eventually. But let me ask you this. You know, does the county government typically lose money on big events like F1?
Well, honestly, we haven't done that many at this level. So we don't know. But that's one of the reasons we had the debriefing, and that's one of the reasons we're investigating this so close, because what we're starting to look at is the tax revenues that are generated by the big events, and then where do those taxes go? And if we look at it, it turns out that it all goes to the state or to the convention authority or to even Allegiant Stadium, but very little goes actually to our coffers, and yet we're the ones that, you know, do the 99% of the work.
Yeah, and what I understand, it was about a little... more than 17,000 worker hours were devoted just to F1 for them to be able to put on that race weekend. I also heard a number tick that was like, you only like recaptured 89%. So I think there was like a $460,000 deficit number that got bandied around. How did that make you feel?
Well, I think, you know, one of the things we do in Nevada is we're not afraid to try things. So, you know, I'm not embarrassed about what we did. But if you keep doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result, that's when you get problems. And that's why I think the key is for us to learn from the experience and make sure that a lot of that stuff never happens again.
Yeah. Well, you know, your colleague, Marilyn Kirkpatrick on the County Commission was like, look, I don't always expect to make a profit when we do these things, although an excess would be nice, but we actually lost money and that ain't right. I mean, do you agree with her?
I do. But again, you know, anytime you roll the dice, this is Las Vegas, you know, you never know what's going to come up. So we rolled the dice. This was something we'd never done before. So again, I'm not apologetic for having rolled the dice. But to think that somehow or other we're going to keep getting, next time it's going to be 7 or 11 or whatever, is probably not realistic. So let's stop rolling the dice and deal with hard numbers.
Yeah, you did just mention that there were some big winners, and you know, a couple of properties really did well. So I guess I have to ask this question: with the Clark County government losing money and a handful of strip casinos making money, is the county basically subsidizing groups like the MGM and the rest to do events?
Well, I think just in general we are. It's just amazing when you actually look at the revenue that we generate for the hotels, the fact that the gaming tax, the entertainment tax, all that doesn't come to us. None of that comes to us. And then you start looking at the room tax, which you'd think, oh, that would be for us. We get, you know, one penny of the 12 or 13 cents it is. But the convention authority gets 4 or 5 cents. The Allegiant Stadium gets 1 cent. The schools get a couple of cents. I mean, even the room tax, we get a minimal amount. So it's amazing how of what we do for the Strip, how little we get back in return for that.
Yeah, some of those formulas were discussed by you and your colleagues. But I want to talk about County Manager Kevin Schiller presented his findings, and with that came a 117-page report. Having read that report, Tick, and listening to that presentation, what were your biggest takeaways?
Well, I think we need to, first off, have a better process. So what we're talking about is having like a major event department or a major event process where that if it's going to be a major event, we get everybody together in the same room and all our building and our business licensing and fire and all those people are there. And we work together, Public Works, as opposed to having to go to each place individually. And then we don't know what the left hand's doing with the right hand. Make sure Metro is involved there. And then again, let's look at what ultimately is going to produce for the county. And then what's it going to produce for us being the county? And those are two different things. So, you know, we want the convention authority to do well. We want Allegiant Stadium to do well. We want MGM to do well. But we don't want to, you know, reach into our pockets to make sure that happens.
Yeah. I mean, do you think that F1, at least the first year, might be an egregious example of business as usual where the county's giving it all and private companies are making all the dough?
I can't think of a better scenario for that proposition. I mean, the truth is this town killed itself for 9 months. And literally, as you heard, lots of businesses, if they didn't go out of business, you know, really suffered. But like the Stratosphere guy said, it's one of his worst weeks. I mean, there's lots of other businesses out there that did not benefit from this. So, again, we need to figure out how we can spread the wealth and spread the pain. And we don't want to make sure that our citizens and our workers feel the pain and a couple of major properties on the strip feel the benefit.
Yeah. So, you know, in that report, there were page after page of different divisions within the county reporting back that here were like the things that went well. And I saw a lot of things that didn't, what they called challenges. I mean, page after page after page of challenges. What do you think the biggest challenges listed in that report are that should be maybe getting a little bit more attention?
Well, I'm not sure if it's getting enough attention or not, but the truth is the employees on this trip really suffered. You know, they spent hours unnecessarily getting to work, from work, had to endure child care costs, were late, lost out of work. Some hotels didn't even call people in because there wasn't enough business. So, I mean, those people, particularly probably the culinary workers, really suffered. But as far as other places, I mean, if you're a builder and the building department is focused on trying to build F1, then maybe you didn't, your permit got delayed. If you're trying to do public works and you're trying to get the road in front or pothole fixed and public works is out there trying to redo the strip, maybe your pothole didn't get fixed.
Yeah.
Little things like that you don't even think about. Fire department, were all the fire stations up or did some of those have to brown out so we could take care of the strip in Formula One?
Yeah.
Just numerous, there wasn't an entity of the county that wasn't impacted. And when they're focused on this and the urgency, and from this was not like a day, this was like months, then the rest of us suffer because the services we expect, our employees are focused on F1.
Yeah, I mean, your colleague Jim Gibson on the county commission said they suffered, we suffered, the community, everybody suffered. I thought that was going to be the big headline the next day, but, you know, We did focus a little bit on the fixes that the county manager's office proposed. What are those fixes?
Well, I think mainly sit down, again, to use this report to now go back to each department and say, what can you do to make it better? How can we help you to do better? What can Formula One do for us to make it do better? Let's have deadlines. Let's have timelines. Let's narrow down the time period for being shut down. Do we have to build that bridge? I mean, that obviously is a huge impact on things. It's hard to say. But the other thing is, you know, if just having been through the Super Bowl, one thing the Super Bowl does so well is there's community impact plan where they go out and they plant trees, they involve the community, they let people see what's involved so that you feel like you're part of it.
Yeah.
F1 had nothing like that.
No, again, no. A lot of people were joking that F1 stood for F off, to be honest.
Well, again, I don't think the Liberty Media has ever done one like this. So we're all in learning experience. But if we did it again like that, then shame on us. There's no excuse. We know better. And so we can't do it again.
Hey, it's David Figler, and one of my favorite food festivals is coming back to town. It's Vegas Unstripped over at the Palms Hotel on Saturday, May 18th. Over 24 chefs from some of Las Vegas' most talked about restaurants creating original, unique menu items they've never made before. Chef creativity at its best. We're talking chefs from Partage, Esther's Kitchen, Milpa, EDO, and more, including this year's James Beard Award finalist Steve Kessler from Aroma. Tickets are $150 and are all-inclusive of food and drink, so you don't have to pay for anything once you're inside. No hidden up charges. I went last year, and it was so crowded in the best possible way. We got one remarkable dish after another, and while it was a little indulgent, here's the best part. The net proceeds go to local charities. So head on over to VegasUnstripped.com to get your tickets now. We'll see you there. Can all these fixes be made before the upcoming F1 that's happening this November?
Well, realistically, probably not. But you know, remember, we signed up for at least 3 years and maybe even 10 years. So, you know, let's start now and see what we can fix. And then every year we should evaluate whether it's worth it. And then if we can still keep fixing it, then let's keep going. But at some point, you have to just say, you know, it's just not worth it. I'm not there yet. But honestly, the handful of people I've talked to that liked it compared to the thousands that have told me that it was a disaster, I think we got a lot of work to do.
So what do you think they can do that would be significant enough to show enough progress for someone like you, Tick Segerbloom, by November?
Well, first off, let's figure out a timetable so that we don't start next month working on the roads or working on anything. Let's start figuring out, and that's what I think Commissioner Kirkpatrick was talking about, was let's get a transportation plan so people don't at the last minute say, oh, how am I going to get to work? Just simple things like I want a new monorail station right there at the Sphere and the Venetian. That would make so much difference if he could. They're trying to tell people to use the monorail, but they can't get off right there and go to work. So that would take care of thousands of employees. There's just you can't imagine the number of things we can do, but we've done lots of things in our life, and that's one thing Vegas prides itself on is, you know, we're the can-do place. We can do something. So I haven't given up yet, but it's going to take a lot of work.
I mean, I think it will, but I mean, we're talking about so much money. I'm surprised they didn't suggest that, you know, they commandeer a fleet of helicopters and airlift employees in to get to work, because that was such a big cluster F, you know?
Well, again, I don't think the Formula One, or at least the Liberty people, have ever done one in the main downstream. You know, if you look at Austin has a separate track outside town. If you look at Miami, they have a separate track outside town. They knew or they just fell into it, but they realized the impact on an existing street and an existing workplace. And there's no place like that mile on the strip as far as the number of employees that are working there. Yeah. And then plus the guests. I mean, think of how many guests. I tried to go to dinner at the Venetian. You know, it was impossible to get in there. And this was like the day of the race. This was like for weeks ahead of time of the race. Those roads were all blocked. And then the buses trying to get up and down the strip. I mean, I think we could have anticipated more what the impact was going to be. We didn't. But again, that's water under the bridge. So now the key is, how can we fix it? And I think we have, you know, 9 months to figure it out.
9 months, and they have to start that construction at least 3 months out. So, Tick, if it's going to be like hot air balloons dropping people to where they need to be, is that going to be the thing, man?
You know, honestly, I don't know. Because the truth is, that's just the employees. Then it's the people that, you know, live on one side of the strip and work on the other side of the strip, yeah, and trying to get back and forth to work.
Oh, it's...
Then you throw in the Tropicana Interchange, which was, you know, which is still a nightmare. And then you throw in Harmon, which is a nightmare. So, I mean, there was a lot of other things going on. But at the end of the day...
It had to move forward because there was a contract and it was going to happen no matter what, wasn't it?
Yeah, but again, we being the county, that's the other thing I'm a little bit nervous about is, or upset about is, you know, the convention authority goes out there and in their instant wisdom says, oh, this is going to be great for Las Vegas. They sign us up And then they come to the county and say, oh, by the way, we just signed you up for this race for 10 years. Now you got to implement it. So we need to be involved at that stage before they sign it up and say, you know, the mayor called me and said, you know, I voted against this thing when it came to Las Vegas. I voted against the thing when the commission authority did it. So either she was intuitively realized it was going to be a disaster, or she just had some inside information.
Wow. I didn't actually remember that that Mayor Carolyn Goodman had voted, as in her role of the LVCVA oversight, against F1 contracts.
She told me she was on the phone and she said she voted against it. It was never reported.
Wow. Well, let's move on back to that report for a second. There was a section in there called economic impact. It was pretty short, and it concluded that the economic impact was about $1.5 billion for the community. Now, that number comes from Applied Analysis. Applied Analysis is a private company that F1 has relied on for their economic projections from the start. I got to ask you, Tick, why doesn't the county do their own economic analysis to get to the real numbers?
Well, that's one of the things we're going to do is take that report, use that as a baseline, and then go back and analyze it. Because one of the questions I asked, which there was not answered, was, is that the gross economic impact or is that the net? I mean, if we hadn't had F1 at all, what would have been the impact?
Right.
So, I mean, if it's a billion, then the only difference is half a billion. And was the half a billion worth it? And again, Jeremy, you know, for better or worse, you know, produces the numbers that you ask him to produce. So if you look around at everything he's done, he way over projects and under projects the impact. So that definitely is something we should take with a grain of salt.
Well, and I was looking for the methodology. It wasn't there. I was looking for those offsets. They weren't there. I saw that like part of that $1.5 billion is that they built a $300 million building, which I'm guessing was not a gift to the county. It was just building a building. And he counted that as economic impact. Do you think that $1.5 billion number is fair or accurate?
Not even close. But again, you know, that we asked them to do that, and that's what I don't even ask them, but that's what they produced. But you're right. The building was obviously a one-year impact. I mean, lots of employees were, labor union people were hired, and thank God for that. But at the end of the day, that's over with. And now they're coming to us, and now they want to do events there, which is going to take people off the strip. So that's going to be what's going to be interesting to see what the hotels think about that.
All right. So Tick, F1 made a lot of money. The county government lost money. What's up with F1 coming back to the county to ask for that $40 million you mentioned at the top of this interview to pay for what I guess they still owe contractors?
Well, honestly, Las Vegas paving's been paid, so there's nobody who owes anything. So they're looking for a reimbursement, and honestly, I have not heard anything about that request for months. So I don't know if they've dropped it, they're just laying low until the heat dies down and they come asking for it, but that has not been a subject of conversation at the county that I'm aware of.
Okay, so everyone's been paid, but they're like, hey, we need a little bit of a reimbursement. You told Alan Snell from Las Vegas Sports Biz that you thought it was off the table for the same reasons you just told us. What if it comes back? What do you do with that? I mean, do you say, we lost $500,000, we're not going to give you an additional 40? Or what's the conversation like?
That's what I say. I mean, remember, I'm 1 of 7, so I'm not speaking as the chair or I'm speaking on behalf of the county. I'm speaking as an elected official who had half of the race in his district. But end of the day, you know, I couldn't support giving him $1 million, let alone $40 million.
Wow. Well, representatives from F1 were in the audience. And, you know, the reports the next day that I saw in some of the local media were not like, they didn't make F1 look particularly bad, but I looked at the faces when I saw little screenshots of them, and they looked a little shell-shocked of the type of conversation that was happening. Is there a feeling that maybe F1 is at fault for some of the failures of the first year of this race?
Well, again, it's easy to blame somebody. So honestly, I don't blame F1. I mean, they sold us a bill of goods and we bought it. So you can't really turn around and say, oh, by the way, we didn't know what we were getting. I don't think they knew what they were selling. But again, if you repeat the same thing over and over again, expect a different result, then shame on you. And we know now that this thing does not pay for itself. We know that it's a huge impact on the community. And if we can't figure out a way to take away the impact and make some money on it, then we're in the wrong business.
Well, Tick, there were definitely failures. Who do you think is accountable or should be held accountable for the failures of F1's first year?
Honestly, I don't think there is anyone. I think, you know, I didn't go to Miami and ask the question. I didn't go to Austin. Singapore has the race in the town. I didn't go to Singapore and ask them questions. It just sounded like it's a two-hour race on a Saturday night. How hard can it be? That's what we do. It was Las Vegas. It just never occurred to me to ask the kind of questions about tearing up the road and how long, what that would entail. And I don't, again, I don't think even F1 had any clue about what a disaster it would be. But so I'm not going to ask, second guess anybody. I'm not going to look back. I'm just going to say, if we can't do better, then something's wrong. And that's what we've got to hold their feet to the fire, make them perform, you know, and then make sure that we hold anybody accountable going forward. And if it's not in our best interest, ultimately, then we don't have to keep doing this. This is not a commitment forever.
Tick Sigerbloom, chair of the Clark County Commission. Thank you so much for coming on CityCast Las Vegas and breaking down this debriefing.
Thank you.
And that's all for today here on CityCast Las Vegas. If you enjoyed the show, hey, go tell a friend, rate the show, leave us a review, and subscribe to our morning newsletter. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more news from around the city as it breaks. Till then, stay lucky, everybody.